You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 10th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
We are your local mortgage experts. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Karen Ray of Fave Lifestyles. Navigating this thing called life. Little bit of a woman inspiration, right, Karen?
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. So excited to have you, and I wish the audience could actually see that big, beautiful smile that you have on your face right now. Thank you, Karen.
It is so fun to be here in a radio station,
yeah.
And I was saying that it's different for me because I film web TV shows, and
yes.
So I'm usually the person asking the questions.
Well, I'm so glad we get to let you just kind of relax and make it all about you right now.
Absolutely.
And a little bit about Karen. Karen started Fave while she herself was facing a number of life transitions. Faced with these challenges, she realized that there was a need for resources for women to help them thrive and create a life that they love. Fave creates quality content and community via web shows, events, and resources. They are a community of women of strength, making an impact in their world through their passions, families, faith, and businesses. Fave is the go-to resource for readers around the world, providing support and community of like-minded women who are doing life together. Keelan, you get to talk today, even though this is about women.
Yay.
And we love the men that love us, too.
Yes, yes. It's all a happy family, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the ways, Karen, that you help women navigate kind of the life's ups and downs that we all face?
Yeah, you know, life is messy.
It can be, yeah.
And Fave, we are really geared towards women 45 and older. There are so many unique transitions for women at that age. And where's the information?
Mm.
I started out, and this was it started as a passion project. My son said, you know, I was looking for the information, and I was going to YouTube and all these different places.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find anything that was for women. So I said, well, let's put something together. Let's have a safe place, reliable resources, advice, a place where we can walk together.
Yeah, and I love that. I love when you're really passionate about something and then you put something together. That's something that you put together and what we're talking about here with you.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, you can tell it's a passion project, and passion projects win. So I just do a shout out because Keelan's not only a woman, so he's not perfect for this platform, but also you're too dang young because you're not 45 years old.
Not yet. Got a little bit to go.
I fit both of it. I'm old enough and woman enough. So anyway, so Karen, men typically have a difficult time reaching out and asking for help. What have you seen with women? Do they have challenges in that area as well?
You know, I really think they do. I think we finally reach out sometimes when we're in that panic mode or we're overwhelmed. But women, we've been the moms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we're the ones who have all the answers. And people come to us, you know, hey, mom, this, that, and the other thing. And we seem to, the women have the answer. So I find that a lot of women are hesitant to reach out. So that's why we want to be the place where they can come.
Yeah.
And whether, you know, they don't have to ask somebody, they can just go and find the information.
Yeah, nice.
That's so cool how things like that are born out of a need, something that you just ran into personally and found that there's something there that desperately needs some help. So good on you for going out there and helping these women. With that being said, what are you seeing as far as specific issues or things that women are needing advice on? What's current right now that you're seeing a lot of?
Well, you know, I talk to a lot of women, and my story is I went through about 5 major life changes in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Downsizing, empty nester, divorce. My whole life is absolutely different than it was 2 years ago. And the things that come up, even just like selling a house, how to do the fixes. How do you Google that, or how do you find that information when you're sitting there trying to do all this by yourself?
Yeah.
All those how-tos of a car, and it's all the emotional stuff that goes around with that too, because women get have an emotion attached to just about every decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I would imagine, too, the benefit of actually being involved in a community of resources, because you're connecting in that community, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we host events, and we have information through our web shows. We have articles and authors. We're really connecting women in all areas and trying to help them to find the right questions to ask too.
Yeah. So let's talk about, how do women know what they should even be looking for when seeking for information on the life events that you've kind of mentioned?
You know, this is actually what I asked myself. I did not grow up knowing what questions to ask. Mm-hmm. That was kind of taboo. It's like we were already supposed to know everything.
Yeah.
And so I had to learn what questions to ask. So even as starting a business, we launched our website in January. It's absolutely beautiful. It's my my happy place. You have to go check it out. And what to ask? Like I needed a graphic artist. Well, usually that expert will come and tell you what they know and what they think you should know. But you need to know the questions. You need to know. But if you've never been in that space, how do you know?
Yeah.
So let's have experts come on our site, and different ones, because they have different perspectives, and tell us what are some things you should be considering? What are the things you should be thinking about when you're going to go out and maybe buy a car or a house, or, you know, what should you know for a mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Keelan, yeah, that's why we have the show, because the show is about having the best of the best so that they are connecting with those experts that they need. And so you're kind of an extension to the platform that we bring in studio, but you have all of the resources and the content and, you know, all of the community. So, yes, it's beautiful.
Yes. I mean, it really is very similar, but we are just really geared towards women and women going through these different transitions that are really tough, you know, to deal with your parents. How do you even talk to them when they need to be in a different space or downsizing and all these things that are really heartfelt?
And the truth is, experts put in a lot of time and resource and effort that you've already put in and done a lot of the work. So what a great place for somebody to go and talk to an expert that's done the work already. I mean, in my generation, we tend to just go online and Google things. What would you say to somebody that wants to just go online and try to Google some questions and figure this thing out on their own?
Well, you know, it's really hard, and especially I think for women my age, women of a more interesting age.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't grow up like you did. Uh-huh. You know, we did not grow up.
That's the reason why you're targeting a 45 plus, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Those are your perfect clients.
Yeah.
Because we need to be taught differently.
Yes.
We need to be talked to differently.
Yeah.
And that's why we are trying to create conversations around this. Mm-hmm. Let's ask those tough questions. We have these web shows. We have a show on nutrition. We have a show with a doctor, you know, and you can ask these different things, and it's age appropriate because you go on the internet, you know, you Google, you go onto YouTube, and it's all young people. So that's why I asked my son. I said, well, where's all the shows for people my age?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, Mom, people your age don't do that. And I said, oh, wait a second. Yes, we do.
Oh,
yes,
no,
we do.
Didn't.
And I'm going to find the experts and I'm going to build a platform to showcase them.
Absolutely. I didn't know how to interview or to film or any of these things or build a website. But you know what? I knew some people who knew how.
Yeah.
And so I brought them all together.
Yeah, I love it. So what is the answer to finding the experts that you need for anything that you need help for right now?
You know, the finding the experts, that's a really tough thing. I think women, when they're hesitant to ask questions, it's tough. Where do you go? Where is that one space that's comfortable, that feels safe?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why at FAVE, we want women to come and have the conversation, have the information, but we also want it to be a safe space for them.
Yeah, yeah.
What are women over 45 asking about navigating life's journeys at this point? What are you seeing? I know we talked a little bit about the younger generations trying to figure it out and Google it, but, you know, you came from a different place, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are they looking for?
They're looking for not just the topics, but how to get through the mindset and the emotion.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so even I have met probably four women in the last 2 weeks talking about aging parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're physically, emotionally, and mentally exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you approach those parents? How do you deal with the health care? How do you do all these different things? Or, you know, there's just so many different topics. big one, menopause. There's all these platforms out there, and they talk about the issue, but they don't tell you how to thrive through it. They don't really give you the answers. And those are the things. Women in divorce, there's another big one.
Yeah.
Do women know what their state values them at?
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was a surprise. Maybe they're walking through something and they don't know what their value is. And that's one thing, whether you're a CEO, entrepreneur, or stay-at-home mom, whatever your role, women want to know what their questions are about value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Am I enough?
Yeah.
I had two women who were very, who I would think are accomplished, and they both said, I don't think I'm enough.
Yeah.
And so those are the type of questions, those are the types of things that we need our experts to talk about.
Well, and it's funny that you say that because I was just, you know, thinking of sharing, because all of my transformation happened in my mid few couple years after that, in my, you know, 45, 46, 7, you know, age. And that's when, you know, I've had my success. I've accomplished what I wanted accomplished. Now what? What am I supposed to do? I mean, I'm still going to be successful. I'm still going to work hard. I'm still going to build, but I need something different. And that's when I started all my personal growth. That's when I started working in my community. That's when I wrote my book and my song and I started my coaching. All of the amazing things that have not happened for me, but have happened to me because it allows me to be able to give back to my community. So do you have those platforms within your organization as well?
You know, we do. We I see so many women 45 and older, they're asking themselves, what is my purpose?
Yeah.
And just like that, they are reinventing themselves.
Yeah.
But how do you do that?
Yes.
What are all the things? Like myself, I was a stay-at-home mom for 27 years.
Yeah.
I had to reenter the workforce and walk through these different transitions. But how do you do that? Yeah. How do you do it with and thrive?
It would have been easier to do it in a community than to have to do it on my own.
Yes, absolutely. Because you can have those girlfriends to support you. And that's what I did. I brought all these women together just to help support me walk through these transitions and to thrive and to find that joy.
Yes,
That's so sad to hear I'm not enough, because shout out to my mom. I learned my work ethic from my mom. That generation, they're fighters. I mean, they'll go out there and do it and whatever's there and put the, my mom always seemed like she put the world on her back, you know, as the strong woman, a house full of boys, you know. So I have nothing but respect for that. And it's shocking to me that people, women, I mean, everybody thinks less than themselves to a degree, but especially like a strong woman who's accomplished out there.
Yeah. You know, these are very common questions. I talk to a lot of women, but they, it's, we talk about fave women are women of strength. They're doing all these different things, but they don't need the applause for it. They're doing the right thing. There's one of our shows, Fireside. We talk about a woman who lost her daughter, and within, I think it was 2 years, she went out and changed a law.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They are incredible stories. We're tapping into women's experiences, their gifts, their strengths, and bringing in their expertise to help the other women walk along in life.
Yeah. So, so what about coming up with those right questions and answers?
Yeah, you know, that's what I want to help women, and I think with our experts, help them find those right questions, help them think, really educate. If we educate ourselves, that is power, and we're walking in our confidence, and that's what we're doing at FAVE.
Yeah.
So, Karen, where can women find this collaboration of resources that are really relevant
to this?
Because
any woman that's listening is like, oh, my gosh, how do I get FAVE?
Yeah, how do I hook up with this?
I like this.
Yeah. Where can they find these resources to their life journey?
Yes, we have. You can come visit us at www.favelifestyles.com. We have a brand new, beautiful site. We have community events. We have articles, our web shows. We're always adding new things. We have over 30 contributors right now on FAVE. We have community events. You can check out our events on our community calendar. And just come visit us.
So cool.
Wonderful. Karen, thank you so much for joining us in studio for the first time. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you. It was a joy.
And if you want more information on Karen, you can call the show at 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50 or online at themoneyhour.com. Coming up next in The Money, our first ever shared rental pool for home furnishings. John Bedford of Staging and Design Network, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.